At 7:25, across the country, quite a few railways have reopened in the last few years after they were ripped up in the beaching cuts of the 1960s. It's hoped that that could soon happen in Cheshire.
For over 50 years, people in places like Knutsford and Northwich haven't been able to use their local station to get 20 miles to Crewe without having to travel in the wrong direction first so they could change trains. So there's a campaign to reopen just 30 miles of track that could make all the difference, that could solve the problem. Here's our Cheshire political reporter, Phil McCann.
Oh, Mr. Porter, what shall I do? I want to go to Birmingham, they're taking me on to Crewe.
Get to Crewe and you can get to just about anywhere. So imagine the frustration then that's felt in towns that are pretty near to Crewe but can't get directly there on the railways. Here at Knutsford station, you have to change at either Stockport or Chester, meaning a 20-mile trip down the road is turned into a 50-mile journey, a lot of which is in the wrong direction. Do you know how you would get a train between Knutsford and Crewe?
Ah, there's a good one. It would probably be better for me to get a bus to Wimslow and then on the train to Crewe.
All sounds a bit complicated?
It is, terribly.
There's a campaign to reopen a line that would get you directly from here to Crewe. Would that make a difference, do you think?
Well, it would, yes, because I could then catch the London trains. I could also catch the Glasgow and Edinburgh trains. In fact, you can catch every train from Crewe.
So you'd be using it by the sound of it?
Yes.
I'm wondering if you could tell me how you would get the train from Knutsford to Crewe.
Good question.
You'd have to go to probably Manchester or Chester.
I'm asking because there's a campaign to reopen a railway line that would get you directly from here to Crewe.
Oh, well, that would be very good.
Oh, I think that would be very useful, yes.
I think it's a good idea, but I don't really want to go to Crewe.
It would get you to the rest of the country. It's not just you could go on a day
true.
Trip.
That's true, yeah.
So as long as you could get to Crewe and leave, that's okay. So there is demand to get from places like Knutsford to Crewe, even if it's just to get straight out again. That's why campaigners are hoping to get trains moving again between Altrincham, through Knutsford, onto Northwich, and then down this freight line through Middlewich to Crewe, which closed to passengers in 1960. Cheshire East Council has just agreed to allocate land for a new station in Middlewich. It's all given campaigners hope.
My name's Samantha Moss. I'm the secretary of the Middlewich Rail Link campaign, and the campaign, I suppose, the ethos is to link all the communities in Cheshire back together again, as it was 50 years ago when our station closed. Our train line is there, it's a viable train line, and if people of all of Cheshire really got to use it, the benefits it would see to the education of our children, the economic community, it would be huge, really, if it just reopened one tiny 30 miles of track.
One of the arguments for these new plans is that it would take traffic off this hugely important transport corridor, the M6. And speaking to drivers here at Knutsford Services, it seems that might actually be true. But there are still plenty of people for whom taking the train just isn't practical. Would you be less likely to use your car if there were better trains available?
Probably not, no. I'm a director of a construction company and I travel from site to site, and day to day I don't know where I'm going, so...
So you don't fancy chancing it on trains and buses all the time?
No, not at all.
The only thing that I'm worried about is on public transport is being molested. That's why I've got my own car. That makes me more afraid.
Would you be less likely to use your car if there were better trains?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Because I've just been stuck in 3 hours of traffic when it should have taken me half an hour.
So train passengers want the new line. Some drivers might even leave their cars at home because of it. But it's the government who get the final say.
Of course it is. Well, we've heard from Network Rail on this. It sent us a statement saying, "We will always listen to proposals to provide a better railway, but a solid business case would be needed to reopen this line to passenger trains. We are in contact with Cheshire East Council and will continue to be while interest around the issue continues."